This is Matt Wells at UN News. Across the world, families are still the most important unit we all belong to. That's the message from Professor Behera Sharif Trask, one of the keynote speakers at UN headquarters on Tuesday, taking part in events to mark the International Day of Families. This year's theme is Families and Inclusive Societies, related to the Sustainable Development Goal 16, or SDG 16, promoting justice, peace and inclusive societies. Professor Trask is a cultural anthropologist based at the University of Delaware, specialising in the study of families and the interrelation between families, the economic system and political system. Speaking to Fatima Mendez, she began by discussing the critical issues faced by families around the world in pursuit of SDG 16.
I think the main problem faced by families these days has to do around economics. So the more stress people have from not having access to jobs and appropriate health services, shelter, housing, all of that is interrelated with economics, and that causes social unrest. I see that as the primary problem. The second problem has to do around the refugee crisis. We currently have more people who've been displaced from their homes than since the period of World War II, which is to me a very depressing fact. And they come from different parts of the world, and they have been displaced for different types of reasons. But that is fundamentally the most disruptive thing that can happen to families. So I see these two as primary. The third issue we have is that we currently, and I'm going to be talking in my talk this afternoon about this, we currently have alive the largest group of young people in human history. And many of these young people are living in economic conditions where they are not being able to access adequate education, and they're not being incorporated into the labor force of their countries. So, for example, in Greece, over 40% of young people are unemployed. This, you know, when you can't get a job, then you can't go on and plan your life and, you know, start a new family and enter into a steady relationship. And all of that has huge potential for social unrest and really works against Sustainable Goal number 16 and against the other goals, I would argue, as well.
What is an example of a major challenge to achieving inclusive societies around the world?
Not having a legal identity is a major challenge. We currently have around 7.4 billion people on the globe. Of those, 1.1 billion people do not have a legal identity. When you do not have a legal identity, you can't access the services of your society. And the institutions of your particular society are not held accountable for your welfare. So I see that as a particular challenge. Then in every society, we have legal frameworks in place. But again, as I'm going to talk about this afternoon, in many places, the legal frameworks are not being enforced for a whole variety of reasons. This affects particularly women and vulnerable populations, such as children, socially marginalized people, older persons.
What policies affecting families do you recommend to address these challenges?
Well, we need a variety of policies. But I think the first issue is we have to identify families as the unit that is impacted by the challenges that we've been talking about. There is a tendency today to talk about individuals, and that forgets the family context. Both in Western and non-Western societies, families are still the most important unit that individuals belong to. And it doesn't have much to do with the structure of the family, which is what people are always focusing on, married, non-married. I'm an anthropologist, and people have lived in all types of human configurations throughout human history, and they're just defined differently at different times. But we still define a small group of people as the ones we want to relate with. So when we're looking at policies, first of all, need to identify families. Then in terms of economics, I think, for example, you know, making sure that the educational systems are accessible to everybody and that the educational systems train people for the kinds of jobs that will be coming is fundamental. There's a whole different, my work is on globalization, and in my work I argue we're living in a period equivalent to the Industrial Revolution, which is that everything around us is changing and changing very, very rapidly. And so the kinds of jobs that will be available in 10 and 20 years will be quite different from what we have available right now. I'll give you an example. 10 years ago, being a social media director was a job that we didn't even imagine. And now that's become a common job for young people, that sort of thing. So we need to be keeping our educational system in line with some of the changes that are happening. The most important policies, I think, are really around economics and the sustainability of families so that they can provide their members with the adequate resources that they need and they can raise healthy children, which in turn leads to committed citizens.
What message do you want people to take away from this International Day of Families?
That families still really matter. And in fact, they matter even more than ever before, because as these social protection networks have been disintegrating, people actually rely on their families even more than they used to, which is something I think a lot of people don't understand. Our EGM tomorrow, our expert group meeting, is actually going to address the issue of housing. And what's really interesting, I'll bring it home, you know, here in the United States and in Europe, because we've moved towards a model of home ownership and housing has increased almost by double in many places, young people are more reliant today on financial help from their parents to buy a house than they were even 10 or 15 years ago. And what that has done is actually fostered a certain amount of intergenerational solidarity. So families, at least from an economic perspective, actually matter more even than they did historically. And certainly in non-Western places, the relevance of families is always been important and people still consider it important. I think it's a very Western dialogue to say that families may not be as important anymore as they were in the past. Certainly for children and the resources your family has matter even more today than they did in the past. So families matter.